everyone, ready for a deep dive. We're going to take a look at Domestika in 2025.
Ooh, Domestika.
It's an online learning platform.
Okay.
All about creative skills.
Mm-hmm.
So think 3D animation, illustration, photography.
Lots of cool stuff.
Yeah, you name it, they got it.
I've heard of it.
And it's got millions of users, global following.
Wow, global.
Yeah, learning and teaching all over the world.
Very cool.
Our source material for this dive is a blog post.
Good.
Celebrating Domestika at the end of 2024.
Nice.
So we'll see what makes it tick, what's on the horizon for them in 2025.
I like it.
One thing I noticed is their focus on project-based learning.
So interesting.
Yeah, it's not just passively watching videos. Right. You actually create something tangible by the end of each course.
Oh, that's cool.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a good way to learn.
Yeah.
Domestika's approach is really different compared to normal online learning, you know?
Right.
It's not just sitting there taking it all in.
Mm.
It's about using what you learn.
Right.
Which keeps students engaged.
Yeah, I can definitely see that.
Motivated.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
And speaking of setting yourself apart, Domestika has come a long way.
Okay.
They started as a small forum for creatives back in 2004 in Barcelona.
Nice.
And now, fast forward to the end of 2024, they've evolved into this huge international hub for creative learning.
Awesome.
And get this. The online learning market is projected to reach $375 billion by 2026.
That's a lot of money.
That's huge.
Yeah, that really puts Domestika's growth into perspective, huh?
Yeah.
Such a fast-growing market.
Yeah.
Domestika's in a great spot, you know, to really take advantage of this trend.
Yeah.
But of course,
a
bigger market needs more competition.
Oh, right.
So it'll be interesting to see how they keep innovating.
Totally.
How they stay different in this changing landscape.
Absolutely. That's a great point. Now, one of the things this blog post mentions is this anecdote about a user who was surprised to find that they were getting feedback on their work from people in New York, Seoul, and Milan.
Wow, all over the place.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It really shows their global reach.
It does, that interconnectedness.
Yeah.
It's one of Domestika's biggest strengths.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine learning calligraphy and then getting critiques from people across multiple continents.
Yes.
It's like a
amazing.
Unique opportunity
totally.
To get all these different perspectives, insights.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's so true. It really elevates it, like beyond geographical boundaries.
For sure.
So, okay, let's get into the nitty-gritty of what it's like to actually be a student on Domestika.
Okay.
So, as we mentioned, they really are big on this project-based learning, where you're not just passively taking information in, but you're actually building something real.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you talk a bit more about how this actually works?
Sure. Imagine taking a course on, like, logo design.
Okay.
Instead of just lectures in theory.
Mm.
You actually design a logo.
Right.
For, like, a pretend client.
Okay.
You get feedback each step of the way.
Oh, wow.
And by the end, you have something for your portfolio.
Oh, cool.
Real-world experience.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So it's like learning by doing, almost like a almost like an apprenticeship in a way.
Exactly. Hands-on experience.
Yeah.
Super valuable, especially for creative fields.
Definitely. And speaking of valuable,
they
offer courses for all different skill levels.
That's great.
From beginners to experienced professionals.
Awesome.
And plus, they mention that some courses can be as low as 10 euros for a promotion. It seems like they're trying to make creative learning accessible for everyone.
Yeah, that's key.
Yeah.
Removing those financial barriers.
Mm-hmm.
They can hold people back from going after their creative passion.
Yeah, totally.
And they still have stuff for the more experienced people.
Yeah.
Advanced courses and master classes.
Yeah.
Taught by leaders in the industry.
Yeah.
So there's something for everyone.
Now, I got to mention this section in the blog post.
Okay.
It's called What Not to Do on Domestika.
Okay.
And it's pretty funny.
But,
they say don't skip the final project.
Yeah.
Don't wait for promotions.
Okay.
And don't ignore the forums.
Okay, so they want you to really use the platform.
Yeah.
Like, dive in.
Yeah.
Get the most out of it.
Exactly.
You know, engaging in the forums.
Mm-hmm.
Connect with other creatives.
Right.
Around the world. Share tips. Get feedback.
Yeah, I could see how skipping the final project would be a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Because if you've done all that work, learning this new skill, showcasing it through that final project just seems natural. You get to see your progress and share it with others.
It's like going to a concert
and
leaving before the encore.
Right.
You're missing the best part.
Yeah, you're missing out on the finale.
Exactly.
Okay, so we talked about the student experience.
Yeah.
But what about teaching? Like, how does teaching on Domestika work, and what are the benefits?
Well, teaching on Domestika, it's a great chance to share what, you know, share your passion with millions of people around the world.
Wow.
It's huge. Mm-hmm. And this opens up the possibility of making some passive income.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So explain that a little.
So you make a course once.
Okay.
And then every time someone signs up, you get paid.
Oh, that's cool.
So you're earning.
Yeah.
Even when you're not actively teaching. That's, it's pretty cool.
So you're basically building your own online school.
Yeah, kind of.
Within this community,
teaching
people you never could have before.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
And you're making money doing what you love.
Yeah, that's the dream.
It's pretty great.
Does Domestika offer any kind of support?
Yeah.
For instructors?
They do. They help you through the whole process.
Oh, wow.
Of making your course.
Huh.
They make sure it's high quality.
Right.
Even if you're not a tech expert.
Okay.
It's very much a partnership.
Oh, okay.
They're there to help every step of the way.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That takes the pressure off.
Right.
Yeah.
You can just focus on teaching.
Right, on what you love. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm curious about how successful some of the instructors have been.
Yeah.
Like, are there any examples mentioned in the blog?
Yeah, they talk about Marina Willer.
Okay.
A designer from Pentagram.
Okay.
She made a course on Domestika back in 2022. And just 6 months later, she had 20,000 students.
Oh, wow. 20,000 students in 6 months.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's pretty amazing.
Talk about reaching a wide audience.
Yeah.
So it shows the potential, right?
Yeah.
That I'm not only sharing your knowledge, but also making a good income.
Yeah, passive income.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It really shows the reach of the platform and how much people want to learn these skills.
Okay, so we've covered learning. We've covered teaching.
Yeah.
Let's look ahead into the future.
The future.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the blog post talks about some trends and developments projected for 2025.
Okay.
What can you tell us about that?
Well, one of the main things they're doing is offering courses in more languages.
Oh, okay.
Like French, Italian, and German.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
To be a truly global platform, you got to break down language barriers.
It's huge.
Yeah.
For reaching a wider audience,
making
it more inclusive.
Yeah. What else is coming in 2025?
Well, they're also planning to add new disciplines.
Okay.
Like 3D animation.
Nice.
AI applications in art.
Wow.
And even sustainability and design.
Wow. Those are all cutting edge.
Yeah. They're really staying ahead of the curve, recognizing how the creative industry is changing.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. It shows how committed they are to innovation and staying relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but there's one more thing that I found super exciting.
What is it?
The blog mentioned that Domestika might be using immersive technologies in the future.
Okay, like what?
Like augmented reality.
Oh, wow.
And virtual reality.
Wait, really? AR and VR?
Yeah, think about it.
Wow.
Learning pottery in VR.
Whoa.
Molding virtual clay with your hands.
That's crazy. Or taking a course on architectural design and, like, walking through your virtual creations.
That'd be amazing.
That's mind-blowing.
The possibilities are endless.
Yeah, it could revolutionize online learning.
Totally.
Take their project-based approach to a whole new level.
Totally. Make it even more immersive and engaging.
I'm officially intrigued.
I know, right?
It seems like Domestika is just going and going.
They are.
And it doesn't seem like they're slowing down.
No signs of slowing down.
So now that we've covered the basics, let's dive a little deeper into the details.
All right. I'm ready.
Of Domestika's model.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I think we should start with their project-based learning approach.
Yeah, I agree. Let's explore that more.
Yeah, let's look at what makes it work so well and what challenges there might be for both the people learning and the people teaching.
Sounds good to me.
All right. So we talked about how Domestika's project-based learning is a big deal.
Yeah, it's a key differentiator.
Right. It's not just about absorbing info.
Mm-hmm.
It's about actually using it to make something real, tangible.
Right.
This hands-on approach can be really cool.
Yeah.
But let's look closer at what makes it so effective.
Oh, yeah, I'm curious.
All right.
What are the advantages of this kind of learning?
Okay, well...
Especially for creative fields.
Think about traditional learning.
Okay.
You sit through lectures, take notes, mm-hmm. maybe memorize facts.
Right.
With Domestika,
yeah.
you're learning by doing.
Yeah.
Which helps you really understand the ideas.
I see, yeah.
It's like reading about how to ride a bike.
Yeah.
Versus actually... getting on one.
Right.
Figuring it out.
Yeah. You learn by doing.
Exactly.
And you remember more that way.
Exactly.
For sure.
And for creative stuff.
Yeah.
Hands-on experience is everything.
It's so important, yeah.
You build your portfolio, develop your style.
Yeah.
See how what you're learning is used in the real world.
Right. It's like a simulation almost.
Yeah, yeah. Like a...
of a work environment.
Exactly.
Which is great preparation.
For sure.
Yeah. For sure.
Now, it's not always easy.
Right.
Project-based learning... be tough.
Okay.
There's more time and energy from the student.
Right, because you're not just passively listening.
Yeah,
you're actively creating.
You're getting more committed.
Yeah.
For sure.
I wonder how Domestika handles that.
Yeah.
Just for people who are busy.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
From what I've seen, Domestika is pretty flexible.
Okay.
In terms of pacing.
Okay.
Learn at your own speed. Fit it into your schedule.
Oh, that's good.
Plus, the courses are broken down into manageable bits.
Okay.
Makes it easier to fit in.
Right, right.
When you're busy.
That's a relief.
Yeah.
Flexibility is so important.
For sure. Especially
when you're online learning.
Yeah, when you're juggling other things.
Right, yeah. Totally.
Work, family, all that.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Speaking of flexibility.
Okay.
Let's go back to that online learning market stat.
Oh, yeah. $375 billion
by 2026.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's wild. It really shows how education is changing.
It really does. It's
yeah.
moving towards
yeah.
more accessible, personalized,
right.
flexible options.
Yeah, it's like we're breaking free
yeah,
from
yeah.
those traditional schools.
Totally. Yeah. Brick and mortar.
Yeah.
It's like a new way of learning.
It is. It really is.
More democratic.
Right.
Everyone can access it.
Exactly.
Online learning is leading the way.
Yeah.
Like Domestika.
Yeah, for sure.
Giving opportunities to people everywhere.
Yeah.
No matter where they are, what yeah. their background is.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool.
It's empowering.
It
opens up so many doors.
Yeah, for sure.
That didn't exist before.
Totally.
And in this huge market,
yeah.
Domestika's got their own niche.
They do.
But with so much competition,
right.
how do they stay ahead?
Well, we talked about their focus on projects.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big part of it.
Yeah.
That's them apart from the more traditional platforms.
Right.
But it's not just about that.
Yeah. Okay.
It's about the quality of the teaching, too.
Right. Yeah. They've gotten some amazing instructors.
They have.
Yeah. From all these creative fields.
Like a dream team.
It is. It really is.
Of creative educators.
Yeah.
These aren't just random people with a camera.
Right.
They're professionals. Leaders in their industries.
Yeah.
Award-winning artists.
Mm-hmm.
Passionate about teaching.
It's like getting a master class.
Yeah.
From the best of the best.
On your couch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they've got that project-based approach.
Exactly.
It's a winning combo.
It is.
That sets them apart.
Hard to find anywhere else.
Yeah, totally.
All right, so we talked about learning.
Yeah.
But let's switch gears.
Yeah.
Talk about teaching.
Okay, let's delve deeper into that
yeah.
from the instructor's perspective.
Yeah, how's it like to make and teach
yeah.
a course?
Right, exactly. And we know they offer support,
mm-hmm.
but I'm curious about how much creative control
okay.
instructors actually have.
But do they have free rein?
Yeah.
As far as I know,
yeah.
Domestika really wants instructors to be themselves.
Oh, okay.
You know, use their own style.
Yeah.
They want the courses to be authentic.
Okay.
Engaging.
Right. It makes sense.
Yeah. It's about
showcasing that expertise.
Yeah. Their passion
mm-hmm.
makes each course unique.
Are there any downsides to that, though?
Hmm. Well.
Yeah.
Maybe it's hard to keep the quality consistent.
Right.
You know, with so much freedom.
Right.
Some courses might not be up to par.
Yeah, that's true.
With Domestika standards.
I bet they have a pretty strict process then.
Probably. For choosing instructors and making sure the courses are good.
Right. They probably have guidelines.
Yeah, for sure.
To make sure everything fits their vision.
Definitely.
Makes sense. They want to keep a good reputation.
They do.
Yeah.
Especially as they grow.
Yeah.
Attract more users.
It's important for them.
Yeah.
Totally.
And while quality is key,
yeah,
they also need to build a community.
Right. Amongst the instructors. Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you mean. A good community
yeah.
can make the whole experience better.
For sure.
Does the blog mention anything about that?
They do. They talk about
okay.
online and in-person meetups.
Oh, cool.
For instructors.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, they get to collaborate,
yeah.
network, share tips.
That's awesome. It creates a nice sense of camaraderie.
Totally.
And they can all learn from each other.
Exactly, like professional development.
Yeah, built right in.
And this community isn't just for instructors, it's for students, too.
Oh, yeah, the forums.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, right, the forums.
The blog talked about that.
They're a great way to connect.
Yeah.
Ask questions, share progress.
Totally.
Yeah, get feedback.
Like a support system?
It is. It really is. Yeah. It makes it less lonely.
Exactly, it's a shared journey.
Yeah, that community is what sets Domestika apart.
It really does.
It's not just about taking courses.
It's about joining a group of passionate people. Yeah, creative people.
Yeah, it's like a
virtual art school.
Totally,
yeah.
With all the good stuff from in-person interaction.
Yeah.
But you can do it from anywhere.
Right, it's flexible, accessible.
Exactly.
I like that analogy.
Thanks.
All right, now back to the what not to do section.
Okay.
They said, don't wait for promotions.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Well, I get it.
Yeah.
It's tempting to wait for a sale.
For sure.
Especially for those more expensive courses.
Hmm.
But time is valuable.
That's true.
Yeah.
And if there's a course you really want, something you think will help you, why wait?
Right. The best investment is in yourself.
Sometimes you just got to go for it.
Totally.
If it aligns with your goals.
Yeah.
Just enroll.
Yeah. Get started.
Yeah.
Plus, they're already pretty affordable.
They are, especially compared to traditional programs.
Right.
Or workshops.
Especially those, yeah.
Yeah.
They got courses as low as 10 euros.
Mm-hmm.
Makes creative education accessible.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a lot of people.
And the quality is good.
Yeah.
You can really develop your skills.
It seems worth it.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, let's talk about the future now.
All right, what's next for Domestika?
Yeah, they mentioned expanding into more languages.
They did. French, Italian, German.
Yeah.
Big step.
It is. Towards a truly global experience.
Yeah, breaking down those barriers.
Yeah.
For inclusivity.
Yeah.
Reaching more people.
That's important.
It is. It fits their vision perfectly.
It does.
Connecting creative minds everywhere.
Mm-hmm. They also mentioned adding new disciplines.
Right. 3D animation.
Yeah.
AI and art, sustainability and design.
They're really on top of things.
Yeah.
Recognizing how the industry's changing.
Yeah.
Giving people the skills they need.
Exactly.
It's like they have a crystal ball.
Yeah, they know what's coming.
They're not just reacting to trends.
They're shaping the future.
It's impressive.
Yeah, they're leading the way. And then there's the AR and VR stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be wild.
Imagine learning pottery in VR.
I know, right?
Molding virtual clay.
Or designing a building.
Yeah.
And walking through it virtually.
The possibilities are endless.
They are.
It's a game changer.
It's going to change everything.
It's going to take their project-based learning to a whole other level.
Even more immersive.
Yeah.
Engaging.
Totally.
And for instructors, it opens up so many possibilities to create really cool learning experiences.
I'm excited to see what they come up with.
Me too.
Domestika is definitely on the move.
Yeah.
Always changing.
Well, the boundaries of online learning.
And that innovative spirit.
Yeah.
Plus, their commitment to community and accessibility.
Makes them a leader.
Yeah, it does.
In creative education.
So, as we continue this deep dive, I think we should talk about the impact they're having on the bigger picture. The broader landscape of creative education.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's do it.
Domestika is really changing things up.
They are.
In the world of creative education.
Yeah.
You know, they're challenging that old idea that you need some fancy degree or expensive equipment.
Yeah, like you go to art school.
Right, exactly.
Spend tons of money.
And Domestika's like,
nope.
Yeah.
All you need
is
passion, curiosity,
mm-hmm.
a willingness to learn.
And they give you the rest.
Exactly.
Instruction.
The community.
The platform.
The tools.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
It is.
They've made it so much easier
for
people to go after those creative dreams.
They've broken down the barriers.
Yeah, exactly.
That used to hold people back.
And they've done it in a way that's fun.
Totally.
Engaging.
Approachable.
Yeah.
It's not like those boring online courses.
Right, where you're just sitting there watching.
Yeah. Passively.
Exactly.
The message is all about doing.
Yeah, it's about getting involved.
Getting your hands dirty.
Experimenting.
Yeah.
Making something real.
It's about the excitement of figuring things out.
Mm-hmm.
And the joy of seeing your ideas come to life.
I love that.
Yeah.
And we can't forget about the connection.
Mm-hmm.
The community is so important.
It's what makes Domestika special.
Yeah.
It's more than just learning.
Mm.
It's connecting.
Yeah.
Inspiring each other.
Everyone's welcome.
Yeah, no matter who you are.
What your skill level is.
Exactly.
Exactly.
It's a reminder that creativity
yeah.
It's not exclusive.
Right. It's for everyone.
It's in all of us.
And Domestika helps us find it.
Yeah. They give you the tools.
The support.
The space to grow.
So, as we wrap up.
Okay.
I want to go back to that Maya Angelou quote.
Oh, yeah.
You can't use up creativity.
It's a good one.
The more you use, the more you have.
That's so true.
It's powerful, right?
Yeah. It shows that creativity is limitless.
Mm-hmm.
The more you create, the more creative you become.
So don't be afraid to try new things.
Yeah, experiment.
Explore. It's all part of the journey.
That's how we learn.
Exactly.
That's how we grow.
So it looks like we've come to the end of our deep dive into Domestika.
It's been fun.
It has. I've enjoyed exploring this with you.
Me too.
And to everyone listening.
Yeah.
Keep learning.
Keep creating.
Keep diving deep.
We'll see you next time.
Until then.